Hello.
Yes. Good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from FIU Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Okay, I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you, ma'am?
Yes, it would.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and is your home a single-family home, a detached or a townhome, apartment or condominium, or manufactured?
Single-family home.
Single-family home, okay. All right, ma'am, and do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay. All right, ma'am, can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
Two thousand and six,
right? Okay. Okay, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I have to figure it out. Hold on. I need a pen.
Okay,
so I became a permanent resident in 2007, and right now we are in 2024. So that would be 17 years.
17 years, okay. Okay, ma'am, and have you or any adults in the household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, or Category 5?
Do I have to tell you which one?
Yes,
I've experienced one of them, actually two of them.
Do you remember what category were they?
Well, I think three in both cases.
Okay,
it wasn't a very powerful one.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Go ahead. If you experience a category 2, I mean, that's fine, but right now I only have a space for category 3, you say, right?
I don't remember if it was a 2 or a 3, frankly.
Okay, we'll go category 2 and then category 3, okay? Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and do you remember the name and the year? Or category 2?
No. Sorry.
Okay. Not even the year?
Not even the year, no.
Or the name?
Neither the name nor the year. Sorry.
Okay, because that's what they asked me on this next to that.
Yeah, I know. I understand why it's important, and I'm embarrassed at not remembering, but I don't.
Okay, because
okay,
was it the recent years, like you know, in 2020, into 2000 or 2010? I got him all the way back to 1981.
It's like, no, it wasn't that far back because I wasn't here that far back.
So hold
on a minute. 1990? Please,
1990,
let me think a little bit.
Okay, I have Andrew, Aaron, Opal, Georges, Irene, Charlie, Francis, Ivan, Jean. Those are in 2000. Dennis. Katrina, 2005. Wilma. Then 2010, I have Hermine.
Excuse me. Wilma sounds vaguely familiar. One of the ones that you mentioned was a hurricane in a different part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Katrina did not come up here. Katrina was further south in the Miami area. And we are in the Palm Beach County area.
But you think Wilma,
yeah.
was one of them, right?
Wilma sound, well, oh, it was Wilma over on the Gulf Coast. Say the list again, please. Say the list again.
Then 2010, you know, 2016, I have Hermine, Matthew in 2016, 2017, Irma.
Could you go back to the earlier ones and give me the names for this year, please?
Dennis in 1981, Elena 1985, Kate 1985, Andrew 1992.
Andrew.
Okay, so that was Andrew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Andrew. All right. And then you said Wilma, right? We'll write that one to Wilma.
Could you give me the name, the other names that come on the same list as Wilma, because I want to get this correct, please. So
okay.
give me the names that come along with Wilma.
Wilma, you said okay, Wilma, and then...
I haven't said okay to Wilma yet. I want to hear...
Yes, Andrew. Andrew,
okay.
Then
Andrew
Aaron.
Andrew was not Aaron.
Andrew.
Not Aaron.
Uh-huh.
Andrew, okay. Yes.
Georges in 1998, Irene in 1998. Charlie, 2004.
Let's go back to, let's call it Wilma because that sounds more familiar than any of the others.
Okay, so in 2005, right? Wilma.
I don't keep records of these things.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, Andrew, and Andrew was in 1992. 1992, okay. Okay.
That's
okay,
right,
ma'am.
The house was not finished yet. Yeah.
Okay. And have you or any adults in the household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, ma'am. And what was the estimated damage in dollars?
Zero, since there was no damage.
Okay, no damage.
You asked
right?
me if there was damage,
yes.
And I said no. And then you want to know
okay.
how many dollars worth.
Yes, ma'am. I accidentally put yes, okay? Yes, I accidentally put yes, and then it showed me that. That's what I was like. I went back and like, okay. All right, ma'am, and
okay.
How vulnerable do you feel to damage, you know, from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Okay. Everything that I have experienced here was called a hurricane. None of it was ever called a tornado. And even though they are related, they're not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only things that have come here during the time that I've lived here have been hurricanes.
Okay.
And the fact that during all the hurricanes that came along while we were living in this house, there was no damage at all.
No damage. So not.
So we have
not.
I have not personally experienced hurricane damage in this house.
Okay.
Ever.
So now you're not too vulnerable towards the hurricanes, right? Or
that is correct. We are in one direction, 7 miles away from the ocean. And in the other direction, even more miles away from the Gulf.
Okay.
Far from water. We're very, very far from the waters.
If a serious hurricane threatened your home, you know, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters, like board up the home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, or drive to a home of a relative or friend in the area?
Well, I guess it would depend on how serious, you know, what the seriousness number of the hurricane would be. If it's really serious, I would go to a friend.
So be friends.
If,
okay.
Yeah, but if it's something that's not in really severe category, since I was able to stick it out twice since I've lived here, I would want to stick it out again. It really depends on which category it is.
Okay, so it depends on serious of the hurricane, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All hurricane. Okay. All right, ma'am, and when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watches issue, you know, hurricane conditions
yes.
are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and you could be secure within a few hours?
I would not be secure right now. But when hurricane season comes, I will make sure that I have fresh water supply. Right now I have lots of bottles of water that have been sitting in plastic jugs for years, and I wouldn't drink out of them anymore because bad things would have leached out of them. I would get all new stuff if a hurricane is, as soon as there is an announcement of a hurricane on its way.
Would it be more like 48 hours or 36 hours? Within 48 hours or 36 hours?
Oh, I was going to say 72 hours. I would do it sooner than just 2 days in advance. For the simple reason that if I wait until just 2 days in advance, the supplies will no longer be on the shelves in the stores. We all sold out.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home, you know, from hurricane damage? Would you say very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Reasonably certain. I would have to hire somebody to set the shutters up. And that kind of thing. But other than that, I think I would be able to manage if I had enough advance notice. Yeah.
Can you please select your top three sources of information? Would that be internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers like print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, or WhatsApp?
Television and information from the
internet
from the front desk of my community.
So be your friends and family, right?
No. I would rely on television as one source, and information provided by the maintenance people in my community.
Okay. From maintenance, you said?
Not maintenance, from the people in the office.
Okay. Well, from the office, he says.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else? You don't think you would get information from newspapers or print media?
No, because it wouldn't be timely.
What about internet sources other than social media?
I never said anything about social media. I never said that I would use social media. I would television.
Here.
I would use television and cell phone.
It
television and iPad.
Sources. Internet sources.
Yes, I have.
Other than.
Yes. Television and internet sources.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Right now?
Yes.
2.
A 2. Okay. And okay, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? The cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, cost of child care, cost of insurance, property taxes, loss of income or employment, or cost of housing?
Financial matters have had no impact and would not have any impact.
So none of the above has affected
none
your
of the
hurricane?
Above. None of the above. Yeah, because they were all dealing with financial issues, and so none of them.
Okay, ma'am, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
We are not in an evacuation zone. We are well
flood?
Inland.
Okay,
flood?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay,
we've
so
never been
right.
told in the past that we were in a flood zone, per se.
Okay. Okay, now when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, you know, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. Or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate. Or probably never.
Okay, all the years that I've been here, we've never been told that we should evacuate. My house is inland. It's really inland. I am at least 7 miles away from the ocean and more than that from the Gulf.
Okay, but
so,
if you had to evacuate,
yeah.
Would it be if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or you
yeah.
don't think would never do it?
I think it's very unlikely that those of us who live in this part of South Florida would ever be told that we had to evacuate. It would have to be a really unusual storm.
Okay, so probably never?
Probably. Yeah, it would have to be a very unusual storm.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, ma'am, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To your local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend or family? Another location within the state? Or as far as possible to another state? Or you would not live under any circumstances?
If it were possible, if time permits, so that I could arrange for getting out of the state, then I would get out of the state and I would go to family who live far away. But that would have to be far enough in advance so that the airplanes would be flying.
Okay.
You know, if you get too close and they don't fly, yeah.
Go ahead.
I would probably go to I guess I would go to family. One way or the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Nearby friend or family, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and how many vehicles are available in the household?
One
vehicle, okay. And all right, and then what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy, if you remember, if you know it?
I would have to go and look it up. I do not remember. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right, no problem. Okay, and how confident are you that you could come up with like that $2,000 unexpected hurricane damage? Would you say, I am very certain that I could come up with $2,000. you could probably come up with $2,000. You can probably not come up with $2,000, or I am certain I could not come up with $2,000.
I am reasonably certain that I would be able to come up with it.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And how has your home insurance rate, changed in the last year?
Like everybody else's, it's gone up. It's gone up ridiculously.
Increase somewhat like 1 to 10% or increase significantly over 10%?
Definitely over 10%. Significant increase.
What about like in the last 1 to 3 years? Has it decreased?
That's what I said. In the last couple of years, it's really increased like crazy.
Okay. Yeah. What about 3 to 5, if you remember?
Oh, my goodness.
Has it remained the same or increased 1 to 10 or over 10%?
The big increase was the most recent set of prior to that, the increases were not so dramatic.
Okay, so maybe increase somewhat 1 to 10% or remain the same in the last 3 to 5 years?
Nothing remains the same. Somewhere between 1 and 10%. I don't think it was even 10% until the most recent.
What about 5 to 10 years ago? Did it change, decrease
same,
or increase?
Same.
Okay.
Yeah, it always increases. And part of that is because inflation is just built into the way the economy works. And so there's always been an inflationary increase.
Ma'am, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider? Did you increase amount? Did it increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? Continue pay higher rate?
Frankly, I don't think I can answer that question because that would have been something that my late husband would have dealt with, and he is no longer available for me to ask him.
No comments.
I've only been dealing with this for a couple of years.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, and if you could, insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range, of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Would that be 100%? I want to be insured for a full replacement value, 80 to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I don't know. I really don't know because I simply carried over what had been in the past. It's certainly not 100%. It may have been 60%. It may have been
less than 60
or I just don't know.
60. I can put out, you don't know, but I can put a 60 to less than 80% or less than 60%.
I would say 50%.
Okay.
50%.
Less than 50. All right, ma'am, and which of the following would you consider taking, if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
I wouldn't move because that would not make any difference with respect to the insurance company's charge.
Okay.
The insurance company does not base its charges on anything rational like how old the house is or the location of the house or anything like that. It's It's whatever they think they can get by with.
Okay. In recent years, you know, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or I have already dropped my insurance?
My mortgage was paid off a long time ago. And my late husband and I continued to carry homeowners insurance. Mm-hmm. So we did not link the homeowner's insurance with the mortgage.
So be it not,
right? We paid off the mortgage. We paid the mortgage less than 2 years after we moved in.
Okay.
We paid it off very quickly.
If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, your local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I think that is not an easy question for yes or no. I would say that it should be an issue of what the homeowner is able to afford. If the homeowner cannot afford to pay for damages, to get things fixed up again, then there should be a government fund to help them.
Okay.
If the homeowner can easily afford mm-hmm. to deal with the expense themselves without putting their personal lives in any sort of financial jeopardy, then they should not be given extra money that they don't need.
Okay, but like I said, you know, that's if a major hurricane impacts your area, you know, this
yes,
is, you know,
yes.
But
people in this area carry insurance. They carry mm-hmm. Insurance for hurricanes. And so it shouldn't be as big a problem as you're making it sound.
Okay, so
on the other hand, the insurance never covers everything. And for those mm-hmm. whose insurance cannot cover everything and who themselves cannot afford to pay what the insurance company cannot pay, there should be some form of help. But it really should be need-based. It really should be need-based.
Okay. You think it would be the state or local or federal?
Well, it can't be local because the local government can't afford it.
Okay.
It would have to be either the state or the federal. FEMA is there. I mean, the federal, FEMA, is the federal emergency
federal. Okay.
System. And they do come to the help of people who really need it.
Okay.
But if you don't really need it, then you shouldn't take it away from those who would need it.
On a scale from 1 through 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? That's about how much confidence do you have from 1 through 5?
I can only speak for my own community. And
yes,
the evidence
that's
over the past several years has indicated that these homes were built in a way that they are hurricane resistant. I don't think anybody in the community that I live in ever experienced serious damage due to a hurricane.
Okay. One number would you give it from 1 through 5? Have high confidence, you know, reasonable confidence, or no confidence?
Confidence in what? Say that again, please.
Well, the question is, you know, that the local buildings codes are being enforced. You know, how much confidence do you have from 1 through 5?
I can only speak for my own community, but I would say in my community, high confidence.
Okay.
High confidence.
Okay, yeah. What about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I can't address that. I really can't.
Okay.
The builders of the community that I live in had a very strange way of preparing the community for worst case hurricanes. And they set it up so that there were dips in the streets, and it was expected that the water would accumulate in the dips of the streets so that they wouldn't come into the houses. But that's, given the fact that there's only one entrance exit by car out of here, and only one set of roads to get there, if there's water that's accumulated in those dips, you can't get out.
But do you think? That the local, you know, land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? Do you have no confidence? You know, reasonable confidence or very high confidence? And that's in your area where you live. You know, that's what we're doing.
Reasonable. Okay, I'm basing this on experience. And I would say reasonable. And if it's the category if there's a category a little lower than that, I would even go a little lower. But I do have some confidence.
Okay.
Some confidence.
So reasonable is a 3, okay? But you can go all the way to 1, you know, with no confidence. 2 is like a little confident, and reasonable confidence is 3.
3.
Okay. What about the new development take into account hurricane wind risk? No confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence in your end?
Frankly, I don't see how wind risk can be in any way dealt with by building. Well, I guess they could build it in such a way that high wind doesn't take the roof off. In my community, I have high confidence. I think these are well-built homes.
High confidence. Okay. What about the new developments take into account of flood risk?
I'm not giving you answers with respect to new developments, because I can only tell you from my own experience, and this is no longer a new development. This development is, let's see, 2005. This development is 20 years old. It's not brand new. I cannot speak for the new ones because I don't know people who live in the brand new ones.
Okay, the last one, it says, you know, the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. No confidence.
That is something,
reasonable confidence.
That is something that I cannot address. I do not know what the local codes are. I am not fully informed on the topic of what they should be. There are things that I know a great deal about, and there are things that I know very little about, and this is something I don't know enough about to be able to answer the question.
All right. No problem. We almost are finished with this survey. I really appreciate your time, okay? I only have a few more questions, and we should be done, okay? Right now, next, I will ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, or do you think your property or finances will be affected? The first one says, yes, I believe it's happening, but I will be affected. The other one says, yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know that I will be affected. Number three says, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. And
number three,
I don't believe it's happening.
Number three, it is definitely happening. There is no question. But I am far enough inland that it's not going to affect me.
Happen. Okay, now, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes? Or no? Or what do you think?
Okay. I think that is a truly stupid question for the following reason. There is no way that a government entity can control the rise of sea level. The rise of sea level is a function of how much water is in the ocean. And that is something that is affected not by the community that you live in, but by what the whole world is doing. And if the whole world doesn't pay attention to the problem, then it doesn't help me at all. You know, I can be as good a citizen, or my community could be a group of citizens as good as they could possibly be about trying to prevent the problem, but it's just the few of us, and that isn't going to make a particle of difference. Everybody has to do it. Everybody on the planet, because otherwise, there's no point.
Okay. All right. Okay, most of, you know, Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, you know, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all?
I am definitely moderately concerned, because of the way the roads have been constructed in this development. The roads were constructed, and please don't laugh at this, because I thought it was ridiculous when I heard it, but apparently Florida state law goes along with this. The roads were constructed in such a way that if there is flooding, the dips in the intersections, you know, when the east-west road and the north-south road meet each other, and that's below the ground level, that was designed to take up all of the water so that you can walk on the walkways on either side of the road.
Okay.
And it's ridiculous. But it was approved by the state. What can I say?
Okay, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family, proximity to job? You can pick three for those, you know, characteristics that were important to you.
none of them.
Okay, so none of that was the characteristics. Okay, none. All right.
That's right.
All right. Okay, ma'am, and how long?
This was purchased as a retirement home. And therefore, we didn't have to worry about public schools because we didn't have any kids.
Okay.
Okay?
And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would that be less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
I have no idea. Absolutely no idea. It depends entirely on various circumstances, including my personal health.
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
yes, I mean,
I'm healthy and I'm able to live here, and I've been living here for almost 20 years now, 18 years, something like that, and I see no reason to leave. But if something should happen to me, health-wise or some other way,
if you good, you know, to stay. I mean, because you can say, you know, I'm thinking of moving next year, you know, so that would be less,
yeah,
you know, between 1 to 3 years.
Right now, I am not considering leaving.
Okay, so be more than 20 years if you had to stay there, right?
Well, I don't think I'll stay that long because of my own age. I'm 76 years old, and I will probably need to be in an assisted living facility before I'm in my 90s. I just don't know when.
So
maybe I'll make it to 90. I don't know.
To less than 20 years?
It would be great if I could stay here 10 years, 10 more years.
Okay,
I think
yes,
by the
like
time
say,
I'm
you
in
know,
my...
Just...
Yeah, yeah. But it's a guess.
Okay
I'm just
okay.
guessing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's just, you know, for qualification purposes, you know,
yeah.
Just to,
yeah.
Okay. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. I really thank you for your time. Okay. Can you
okay.
please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to
54? I just told you I'm 76.
Yes, ma'am, but we have to ask, you know, every question. We cannot skip, because you told me earlier I cannot just put, you know,
I understand, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So be 65 or older, right?
65 and older, yes.
Okay, and then what is your gender?
Last time I looked, I'm a female.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Right now, just me.
So just be one, no children under the age of 12, zero?
Nope.
So just 65 and older, just you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your marital status? Would that be single, never been married, married with a partner, widow, divorce, or separate?
Widow.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Would that be less than high school, a college, some college graduated, or a graduate degree?
Graduate degree. I have a PhD.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Not within the past many, many generations.
Okay. Okay, and what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White or Caucasian, Black African American, Asian, or Native American?
Oh, I wish there were a place where it says human, because I believe I am of the human race. Give me the list again, and I'll pick one.
White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Asian, or Native American?
Okay, one of those is ambiguous, but I think you know that. I'll have to say Caucasian, but.
Okay.
Okay.
I can write that down if you tell me other.
Oh, then let me say other. Other, yes.
Okay.
Please, other is much more comfortable for me.
Can you specify other so I can write it down?
Other, yes.
Okay. What race? Because when we ask, the, you know, other, they ask us to specify, you know, if it's not.
Okay. In that case, let's go back to the other list because I don't want to.
Okay. So be white, right? White or Caucasian?
Caucasian.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what language is most often spoken in your home? English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. And please tell me which of income range is, you know, for your household. Would that be under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000 a year?
Oh. Well, that's not as bad as I thought it would be. I suspect that my income is over $100,000 a year. It's hard for me to say because I've not been tracking my income since my husband died. I haven't been paying any attention to what would be considered income. But I think I get Social Security. I get a pension from my work. I worked for the federal government for 22 years, and so I'm on a federal pension in addition to Social Security. I also was in academia, and so I have a pension because I had paid into a pension that was just for academics. And I inherited, when my husband died, I inherited portions of his retirement income also. So I have lots and lots of different kinds of income.
So be over 100,000, right?
I think so, yes.
No, that's no problem.
I'm certain.
Your wild guess is fine with us, okay?
Okay,
ma'am. This concludes our survey. Really, thank you for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Okay, and let me ask you: are you? You said you were from the university.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're doing this survey on behalf, you know, FIU. But
yes.
The name of the company is called Metro Research. Or
I see, and
North,
they okay, and so they just ask for volunteers. So are
you
a student at FIU?
No, ma'am. We are, you know, we work for, like I say, we work for NORS, National Opinion Surveys. But we do surveys, like, for different people, you know?
Okay, so you were hired, your agency was hired by the university.
Yes, FIU.
Okay. I was hoping that you were a student, but this was a student project.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
This is something they do. Okay?
They do it
almost every year.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.